Welcome back to Between the Lines. David and Jonathan are ready to continue sharing wisdom and passion for the Bible's hidden meanings. Let's dive back in.
So the days of Moses waltzing in to the throne room are over. It's coming to a climactic ending here. Chapter 11 here, WVFF 97.7 with Dave and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, an amazing manuscript God has left here for us. Basic information before leaving Earth. Don't go home without it. Chapter 11, Book of Exodus. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one more plague upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. So he was becoming a god to the Egyptians also.
And the people hadn't figured out. Pharaoh had no clue.
Yes, and they're figuring out Pharaoh's pretty powerless,
right,
compared to this man.
Yeah, his status is kind of shrinking.
Yeah, and this man says it all comes from God. That's what I said earlier, that when these, when the Israelites left, there were a lot of God-believing people in Egypt because of this.
Yes, sir.
And Moses says, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. You will know tonight, because the firstborn of everything that's Egyptian will die, but my people will not be touched. And all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Chapter 12, Book of Exodus. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbors next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. So, see, we're seeing another month or two pass here between the last plague of the locusts and this upcoming one. That's why I have analyzed it, and I do believe it was about a two-year period, if not a little longer. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two doorposts and on the upper doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. Very specific instructions for what is going to be known as the Passover lamb. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. So prepare yourself to leave when you eat this, and eat it quickly. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Interesting there it says, for I will pass through.
Yeah. You know?
Thought he had a death angel for that.
Right.
Right. Or if he actually did it himself. But it says, for I will pass through the land of Egypt.
That too, the association that I just got was the only other place I really think of it that way. Him coming down for that, and just for the moment's sake, is what we're talking about whenever you came to the tavern. The whole
with Moses
personally.
And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. Don't even have it in your houses. For whatsoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation. And in the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done for you. Ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. Verse 18, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the one of the 20th day of the month, at even. 7 days shall ye be no more leaven found in your houses, for whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel. Whether he be a stranger or born in the land, ye shall eat nothing leavened, or in all your habitations shall ye eat leavened bread. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel, and said unto them, Draw out, and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of this house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. When the Lord sees the blood, yes, the Passover lamb, the original Passover lamb to be replaced by Jesus Christ one day on the cross, his blood, an atonement to keep the destroyer from destroying you forever. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded. Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. I can imagine the grief that Pharaoh had leading up to this. He knows it's going to happen, but he just cannot let himself let these people go. You know, it's a combination of his own arrogance and God's will,
right?
Because he is a tool being used to show the people of Israel, I am the Lord and I am more powerful than this man. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not a dead one. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as ye have said. He didn't call them in there to talk to him this time. He put out the word, get out. Get out. What God said, he will send you away with a strong hand.
Yeah.
Get out. Also take your flocks, your herds, your television sets, your VCRs, everything that you have.
And ours.
Yeah. As ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. Take all, yeah, like you said, all the jewels that you borrow too. Whatever you guys want on your way out, go, take it.
Yeah.
And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people, that they might send them out of the land in haste. For they said, we be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. They borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, that they lent them unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. He said earlier on, you will leave as royals, not as servants. He put it in these people's hearts to give them everything of every precious thing that they have, and they piled it on.
Right on the Pharaoh, here, you want the scepter? Here,
yes, yeah, just take that. Yeah, just go. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children.
Wow.
So that's just the men, 600,000. This is a couple million here. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, the flocks and herds, even very much cattle, and they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they had brought forth out of Egypt. For it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victuals. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt, every single one of them. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. Goes back to the original covenant with Abraham. Follow me with all your heart. Circumcise your children. Oh, by the way, if you purchase a servant, you circumcise him. He is part of the family too. If a stranger comes and wants to join the family, you circumcise him. He is part of the family too. You don't have to be a true Israeli to get in the family. And the same, you know, when Jesus Christ tore down the walls in the temple, tore down the wall, the veil in the temple, nothing separates God from humanity anymore.
Amen.
And it was the same here, but the Jews built a wall around themselves and wanted to exclude everyone later on. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. That is also a Christ prophecy. No bone of his body shall be broken. The Passover lamb shall be whole. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. When a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, because he's one of you now. If his heart wants to follow God, circumcise him, and the entire first covenant has been fulfilled at its present. It's going to grow into this horrible, horrible death law, is what it's going to.
Yeah, when the Levites get a hold to it.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. And well, disobedience. Yes. When disobedience gets inbred into this group of people,
right.
And God says, okay, you don't follow the two simple ones, I'll give you a whole bunch more that you can't follow either. But you're gonna fall in love with all these laws that you can't follow.
Yep.
And then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies.
Stay tuned as we continue our journey through the scriptures on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible. We'll be right back with more insightful discussions and exploration